Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your host, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles, and a very warm welcome to you, ladies and gentlemen, as you join us on another National Guard show in this series of new and different radio dramas, especially created for you and starring the greatest headliners in the motion picture world. And now, the National Guard, our great citizen army, presents Glenn Ford in Luck of the Roaring Camp. The house lights fade down and the curtains part, and here is Act One of our play. In telling Bret Hart's famous American story of the Gold Rush days, Luck of the Roaring Camp, our star, Glenn Ford, appears in the role of Oakhurst, the gambler.
Yeah, there was quite a commotion in Roaring Camp that night. That is to say, the usual state of commotion prevailed, for the really big event hadn't taken place yet. It all began at the camp's principal social center, innocently called Tuttle's Grocery. Sandy Tipton was pounding out a tune on a broken-down piano while a few of us, we just sat around playing cards. Suddenly, Sandy stopped. The place quieted down as one of the town's leading citizens, known only as Kentuck, addressed a few pointed remarks in my direction.
Oakhurst, reckon it's about time to tell you about a friend of mine who died kind of sudden-like during a card game.
Oh, really, Kentuck? Too much excitement, huh?
No. Too many aces. Now, those four aces you just laid down, Oakhurst...
Oh, now, wait a minute, Kentuck. You're not going to start a fight over a friendly little game now.
Well, if I do, it'll be a friendly little fight.
Are you saying that I'd resort to trickery?
No, I wouldn't say that, Oakhurst. But I would say that you're a cussed crook.
That's strong language, Kentuck.
Oh, here you are, fellas. Gosh, have I got news for you.
Prepare to defend yourself, Oakhurst.
I'm prepared to do more and defend myself, Kentuck.
Nothing like this has ever happened in Roaring Camp.
We've been playing your kind of draw with cards, Oakhurst.
Hey,
now we're going to play my kind with lead.
We didn't have no warning at all.
In cards of lead, the hand is still quicker than the eye.
And then the first thing we knew, it happened.
Shut up, Stumpy. Better get up from that table, Oakhurst.
All right, Kentuck.
But listen.
If that's the way you want it, I'm up.
Now listen, shoot each other later. This is important.
Out of the way, Stumpy.
But fellas, in Roaring Camp, it ain't every day a baby is born.
Look, I don't know about that, Stumpy. What did you say? A baby?
A baby?
Yep, I said a baby. Gosh, fellas, ain't it wonderful?
Tell you, it's amazing. It's astounding. I didn't even know there was a woman within 40 miles of here.
Well, neither did anybody else till this Cherokee Sal comes wandering into town. And now this happened.
Yeah, but about the woman. Samuel says she's not going to live.
Worse than that, Kentuck. She's already gone.
Oh, that's tough. Mighty tough.
Well, you can't tell how the cards will fall, can you? Well, I remember there's a little guy to think of, though.
Yeah, that's right. A kid in Roaring Camp. What are we going to do with him?
Yes, well, I'd say the first thing to do is celebrate his arrival.
You betcha. I'm going to get a keg of powder. We'll set her off.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on, fellas.
Right. This is right. Boys, we ain't going to blast no powder nohow. Might scare the kid. Any celebrating will be respectable and quiet-like. Just use your six gun.
Yes, you're right, Kentuck. Okay, boys.
Tell you, fellas, ain't it wonderful?
Hold it.
Why, shucks, Kentuck, we're just getting started.
Hold it. We got a problem. How are we going to take care of this kid? What would no woman folks hear about?
See, I hadn't thought of that.
Of course, I reckon we could send him down to the town.
Yeah, we could.
Send him to the town.
No, it's a bad idea. Reckon we could send down to the town and fetch a woman up here to take care of him.
That'd be all right, Kentuck.
Yeah, that sounds good.
No, that's a bad idea, too.
Well, gee, Kentuck, then what are we going to do?
Well, we could keep him here ourselves.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, what can we do about feeding him?
That's right, Sandy. Yeah, there's a few tricks to it, I understand.
I know. We can use gin.
Gin? No, you don't. Nobody's feeding this kid no gin.
No, but I mean Jenny, the goat, Kentuck. Sammel's goat. Well, she gives wonderful milk.
Yeah, now, wait a minute, Kentuck. Yeah. That sounds like a first-rate idea.
All right, that's one problem settled. Now we got to choose one of us to watch over the young'un. Who's it going to be?
How about Tuttle? He ought to know about these things. He left a wife and family to come out here.
Yeah, well, how about Stumpy? He left two wives and two families.
Can I help it from the romantic time?
Never mind that now. Stumpy, you're elected, and that settles everything.
Everything but one sordid detail. Money. Well, I'm taking up a collection, gentlemen, and I'll start it with the money I won from you, Kentuck. Give, gentlemen. Give for luck.
Say, we'll need a name for the kid. How about that? Luck.
Sure, Tommy Luck.
Tommy Luck. Not bad at all.
Fine. Now let's give, gentlemen. Give one, give all. Give for the luck of Roaring Camp.
You're right, Kentuck.
Curtain falls on Act One of Luck of Roaring Camp, starring Glenn Ford. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from Wendell Niles for the National Guard.
This summer, 350,000 men of the National Guard will go into the field for 15 days of intensified training. They are citizen soldiers and airmen who are voluntarily giving up their time so they will be better prepared to serve you in time of domestic disaster or enemy aggression. Those of you who employ guardsmen can repay their personal sacrifice by giving them military leave for those 15 days, in addition to regular vacations. Many employers make up the difference in military and civilian pay or grant full pay to guardsmen during this period of military leave. It is their contribution to national security and local welfare. If you are asked to give a guardsman military leave, don't hesitate. By supporting the National Guard, you will be assuring yourself and your country of continued integrity and security. Now back to the show and our host, C.P. McGregor.
We return to our star, Mr. Glenn Ford, as he continues in the role of Oakhurst, the gambler in our story, Luck of the Roaring Camp.
Oh, that concludes the inventory, gentlemen, except, of course, for this solid silver teaspoon, the initials on which I regret to say do not match up with the initials of the giver.
Quite a haul for the kid, eh? By the way, how's he coming, Stumpy?
Oh, he's doing fine. Tommy Luck's no trouble at all.
Let me take a look.
Now, wait a minute, Stumpy. You got it all wrong, don't you know? The pointed part of those things, they go in the front, not the back.
Oh, gosh, they do?
Yeah, you a family man.
Hey, Oakhurst, look at that kid.
Yeah.
Mighty small specimen, ain't he? Well, I reckon I'll be getting no place for me around no kid. Here, let go there, young fella.
What is it? What's the matter?
Why, he just grabbed right under my finger. Look at that. Won't let go of it at all.
Hey, say, I think he kind of likes you.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Really? Well, what do you know about that? Why, the cussed little cuss.
Hey, how come the whitewashing Stumpy shack?
Why, for the luck, of course. He lives there, and Kentuck says it ain't sanitary without it.
Hey, that was Kentuck shooting at me. What's the idea?
Because you used a cuss word, that's why. Kentuck says nobody's to use cuss words within 100 yards of the kid's place. And that don't mean no 99. All right. Cards, gentlemen.
Well, I'll take three. Say, where's Kentuck tonight?
He left early because of the storm. Thought he'd better visit Stumpy and the Luck. Standing pass.
Yep. You know, Oakhurst, I still can't get over it.
Hmm?
We named that kid right, all right. Ever since he came, we've all been striking it rich.
Yeah, if it keeps up, Roaring Camp might really amount to something.
Oh, look who's talking. Ain't seen you change your ways, Oakhurst.
Yeah. Oakhurst,
Tipton, attorney.
Oh, hello, Sam. What's you look all put out. What's the matter?
Good reason to be. Ain't you heard about the cloudburst up in the mountains?
Cloudburst?
That's what I said, Abaddon, too. Creek's rising like fury.
Hey, our mines will all be washed out.
Yes, now, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. Hey. How high is the water, Sam? Stumpy's place is practically down in the stream bed.
Oh, jumping fish hooks. I hadn't thought of that.
The luck's down there.
The game's over, gentlemen. We got to find out about this, and fast.
Here, we can get through this way. The shack is right.
Oh, good Lord, look.
Nothing left of it, not even a trace.
Where's the luck? In Stumpy? In Kentuck?
Look at the ravine.
Did you ever see dirty water boiling like that? Look.
They're in there, and I'm going in after them.
Come back, Oakhurst, you fool!
You'll never make it. Come back!
I went in. I found Stumpy's body. His face was all covered with mud. His hands clutched the doorknob off the shack. I guess he didn't have a chance. Then I reached the tree. Kentuck held the kid in his arms tight. I guess he must have crawled out of the water with him. And right then I wished I knew a prayer. What can you say? What can you do? Gentle as I could, I started to drag them out. And a funny thing. Yeah, Kentuck had a smile on his face. There weren't many smiles around Roaring Camp in the days following. Everybody, they felt pretty bad about what happened. Stumpy, the kid, Kentuck. But now about Kentuck. I never cared much about him. I never got along with him too well. But when people said what a shame it was he had to go that way, I used to tell him how much the luck meant to him. I told him about that smile on his face and how if he had to go, it was better that way. He had the luck with him forever, didn't he? Sure. It's all in the cards.
The curtain falls in the final act of Luck of Roaring Camp. Thank you, Glenn Ford, for lending your very able talents to the National Guard Show. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our citizen army, the National Guard, will bring you the story of the chair and will star Veronica Lake. Until then, thanks for listening. This is C.P. McGregor saying cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appears with the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars on this program. This program was transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.